is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, The Beloved. Dear friends, long before he was a big-time loser, the prodigal son was a big-time user. He played cruelly on his father's affections to bend the rules, to jump the line, to claim a portion of the family fortune, and then to blow it all on a binge. He starts out in a righteous home and ends up in a pigsty by way of the flesh pots. Good riddance to bad rubbish serves him right. At least that's the lesson we would expect from a classic morality tale. That's the way Aesop would have told the story, but not Jesus. Because whether he was using or losing, only one thing about the prodigal remained constant. He was beloved. He was born and raised in love. He abused it and strayed from it. He squandered it and returned broken and sorrowful, begging at best for some miserable scrap of mercy. But that's not what he found. You see, he walked right back into unbounded love, not a grudging acceptance or a plea bargain, not even tough love with lots of strings attached. You see, his father ran wildly to meet him, to embrace him, to rejoice in him, to love and forgive him. In these few familiar lines in Luke, Jesus explains the nature of God and our relationship with him. God is the wellspring of love, and we are his beloved. He loves each one of us in our falls and resurrections. He loves us in the brothel or in the pigsty. He rejoices when we turn to him, whether in exultation or in desperation. How many times have we acted out this story in our own lives? If not on this dramatic a scale, then repeatedly in squalid microcosm. How many times in so petty ways have we turned from God only to come slinking back, broken and discouraged? In the tale of the prodigal, Jesus guarantees us what we can expect from the Father: unconditional love, boundless joy, divine mercy. In the frequent telling of this story, emphasis has rightly concentrated on the repentance of the prodigal and the forgiveness of the Father. More contemporary reflections also explore Christ's intimate understanding of human nature and what he tells us about the firstborn faithful son. To all appearances, the prodigal son and the firstborn are two distinct individuals. But real life is often more complicated than that. At different times in our lives, we can find ourselves cast in either role. And how seamlessly we can flip from asking for forgiveness for ourselves to denying forgiveness for others. So there's a double lesson from this parable. We're not only loved, but we're meant to love. We're not only forgiven, we're meant to forgive. Obviously, there are no conditions to unconditional love, but that doesn't mean that God's love is one-dimensional. It's always there for the asking. But when we fully embrace it, we get a special grace that tells us we must share it. We must pass it along. We must return it with praise and honor to the author of love. My friends, to whom much is given, much is expected. That's what it means to be beloved. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org. Or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.